From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ji Abili reporting. With tensions on the Korean Peninsula at a boiling point, the entire U.S. Senate is heading to the White House for a classified briefing on the North Korean threat. VOA's Senate correspondent Michael Bowman reports.
Democrat Chris Coons says there is no mystery about North Korean leader Kim Jong-un's ambitions.
He is dedicating all the resources of his country to developing not just nuclear weapons, but the means to deliver them, not just the means to deliver them, but the means to deliver them to attack the United States.
Republican Susan Collins is looking for a clear message from the White House.
I want to hear more about the capabilities of the North Koreans, our efforts to get China involved in pressuring North Korea to cease and desist.
Inviting an entire legislative body to the White House is an unusual move, typically reserved for exceptionally momentous matters. Michael Bowman, VOA News, the Capitol.
Repeated warnings that U.S. President Donald Trump has run out of strategic patience and is considering possible military options to end the North Korean nuclear threat has raised concerns that any such action could trigger a deadly response that could easily expand into a regional nuclear war. Rejecting former President Barack Obama's strategic patience policy that focused on containment and sanctions, the White House has designated North Korea's accelerated efforts to develop a nuclear-tipped intercontinental ballistic missile an urgent existential security threat that cannot be allowed to continue. This is VOA News.